It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. It is Friday. Finally Friday. It's been a busy week around here. And one of our favorite folks is in the studio with us today, Jennifer Baker. First of all, congratulations on the election results. Good
Thank
for you.
Thank you.
And you are also part of Operation Christmas Child. You've been working on this how many years?
Oh, gosh. I've been the media support person for probably 6 years or so, but I've been packing shoeboxes for 20.
Yeah, a long time. I knew that. And this is part of Samaritan's Purse, correct?
Correct.
And this has been taken on by several folks in the community to try and make sure that they get these shoeboxes filled with things a child may need or want. Pretty specific list, though, right, Jennifer?
Yes, they have a lot of things. These go to over 160 countries it's gone to, and there's been 157 million shoeboxes packed, and this is the 25th year.
Yeah.
So we try to have people include, like, toys, school supplies, hygiene items, stay away from anything liquid or breakable because you just can't transport that, and now you can't have any kind of candy or toothpaste because of some customs regulations.
Oh, yeah.
Like boxes were being held up in those countries because of
those darn customs.
Yeah, custom stuff. So, you know, the collection week starts next week.
Yes.
Yes.
It does. It starts
November
Monday.
November 12th, yeah.
Goes through next week. And there's, if you get a shoebox from one of the supporters, where do they get the shoeboxes? That's a good question.
Arby's Bank is actually partnering with North Central Arkansas Operation Christmas Child, and they have shoeboxes that you can pick up at Arby's Bank. Those are the regular, what we call go boxes. Hobby Lobby has the plastic shoeboxes, and when I went in there 2 days ago, all the Christmas items were on sale half price, including the plastic shoebox.
Oh, that's great.
So instead of $3, it was $1.50, $1.49. That is a gift in itself, because that's something the kids can use over and over and over again and
Good
keep
point.
Their supplies. I use those heavy plastic shoe boxes when I pack the teenage, the boy boxes, the 10 to 14-year-old boy boxes. I go to Harbor Freight and get, there's a little hammer you can get for $2.99, and you can get tape measures and screwdrivers and pliers. And those are heavy items, so they need a heavy box. But you can also use any sturdy shoe box. You can get any a plastic shoe box at Walmart, as long as you get a sturdy one. You can get, you know, Reebok or any kind of just regular shoe. In fact, that's mostly what I use, are the regular
shoeboxes. What's nice about the shoeboxes from Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse is there is this handy-dandy guide inside it that tells you kind of how to pack, what not to pack. It's got a list of do not include items, so that makes it really, really helpful.
Yes, and those brochures, even if you have your own boxes, those brochures are available at Arby's Bank.
There you go.
It's also, they have a wonderful website. Just Google Operation Christmas Child. How to pack a box is on there. There's zip code locator so that you can put in your zip code and find out the collection site address and hours for anywhere in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There's other, you know, videos, there's all sorts of stuff
there's
on that
lots,
website.
There's lots of information. Samaritanspurse.org is another place you can go /
OCC.
But you can just go to Samaritan's Purse, and there's a link there.
Yes,
so
there is.
It's, they make it really, really easy. On this form as well is a donation form.
Correct.
So it just makes it super simple. If you don't have the time to go shopping, you know, that's kind of fun. I would think you could make this a family event, show your kids how to give back, how to give to those less
Correct.
Fortunate, and let them go shopping for a child maybe somewhere around the same age. That would be kind of a neat Christmas project for a family to do. I don't know, just
and
a
they
suggestion.
Do request a $9 donation per box, because that not only pays for the shipping, it also pays for educational materials. A lot of people can't afford a box and the shipping, so I say pick the box over the but you know, and because there's some people that don't have time to pack a box, so they'll just send a check for the shipping.
Exactly.
So, you know, both are important, but I know it's sometimes it's hard to do both.
Right. But we can make it work.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What else do you want to tell us about Operation Christmas Child, Jen?
There's a couple of things. What I do is what they call follow your box. And if you go to the Samaritan's Purse website and make your donation online with your credit card, they will email you the label with a barcode. And that barcode you put on your box, and it is scanned at the processing center. And then they will send you an email and tell you what country your box went to, which I've done that for several years. It's pretty cool. It's kind of like a geography lesson, too, to find out where some of these countries are. The first box they did that to, I went to Benin, and I had to look on the African map to find out where the country of Benin was.
Had no idea, right?
Yeah, and then it went to Niger, which is near Benin. Mm-hmm. So it's like, anyway, it's really cool, especially for your kids.
I think so, too. Again, make this an educational experience, like you said. Get the kids involved. Keep them involved. They can track the package and see where it goes.
And another thing, if you don't have time to pack a shoebox, they have what they call Build-A-Box. You can go online and build a box. They'll give you choices of, you know, what kind of toys you want, what kind of other items you have, and you pay for it online. And then you don't have to do anything else. You just build the box online, and Samaritan's Purse packs the box for you. So that can actually be done after collection week's over.
Do you have any idea how many they've sent? Did you?
In the total of in 25 years, they have sent 157 million boxes to 160 countries. Last year, they had 11 million. Our goal this year is 11 million. Our goal for North Central Arkansas is 14,000. And that's Baxter, Boone, Mary, Newton, Searcy, Isserstone, Fulton, Stone, you know, counties. So,
how much did we do last year?
We did 13,100, I believe.
So our goal
is 14,000.
We
need a little bit more this year to make our goal. And, you know, it's a neat thing. It's a neat thing to do. It's a way to teach your kids to give. You know, not Christmas is all about receiving, but it's also
about giving.
And they also recommend in each shoebox to put what they call a wow item, so that when you open the box, the kid goes, wow, you know, look at this stuffed toy or look at this, animal, whatever, something that. And the other thing they recommend is to put in a card or picture, so that when that child opens that box, they'll think, wow, somebody in Mountain Home, Arkansas cared enough to pack this shoebox, and here's their picture.
Yeah.
Or here's a card from them.
Neat to take a picture of your kids and the dog in front of your house or whatever, so they can see where it came from.
Yes.
It gives it a real personal touch.
Yeah, it's really a neat thing. And so I put cards in all mine this time, and sometimes people even get responses back from the kids.
That's awesome. Jennifer Baker, I thank you so much for everything you do for the community, and with Operation Christmas Child, you've been involved with this.
Let me say
time.
One more thing.
Absolutely.
The drop-off site is next week. It's November 12th through 19th, Eastside Baptist Church. Basically, the hours are 2 to 4.
Excellent.
So, and it's all day on the 19th. So, you know, some churches are collecting. Don't take them back to Arbus Bang, but some churches are collecting. But you can drop off at Eastside Baptist Church or go online and check the hours.
That was my next question. Thank you so much. Again, thank you for everything you do. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.